وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومواله. أما بعد, one of the brothers sent to me the statement of Al-Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, one of the great ulama, who said when you recite in Quran, the verses that there is, that disbelievers, like the Jewish and the like, said good about, say bad about Allah Azza wa Jal, to lower the voice. Like the ayah, لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله فقير. Allah heard those, the statement of those who say Allah is poor. وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءَ, they say, and we are rich. So they claim, these Jewish people, that they are, subhanAllah, they are rich and Allah is poor. Allah refused them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama, like Imam Nawawi, said, when you're reciting this ayah, lower the voice. Say, لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا وَقَتَلَهُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ. I asked, did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lower his voice when he recited these ayat? Did his Sahaba used to do that? If they used to, yes, we're doing it. If not, we are not doing it. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the first who fear Allah the most and magnify Allah the most and knows Allah the most. If the recitation requires to lower the voice, he would have sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he didn't do that, then his sahaba, his companion, are those who know the most the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, attended his recitation, love the deen more than anyone coming after them. If they didn't do that, then for what reason to do it? As you say, to honor Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wasn't he honoring Allah Azza wa Jalla and his companion? Then the brother he sent to me, he has the ideology of Sufia, who believe there is good innovation in the religion. He sent to me laugh things, saying, you guys use the microphone when you talk, and Prophet Hassan didn't use it. You translate the Friday lecture into a language other than the Arabic. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give only in Arabic. You use the phone. You have a seminars, organized seminar a certain way. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sahaba never did that. You have Quranic competition, musabaqa. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't do that. Sahaba wrote down the Quran. They wrote down the Quran with one mushaf. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't do that. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasana." Whoever make in Islam good way, good sunnah, good way, he get the reward, and the reward of those who follow him without reducing their reward. And whoever man sanna fil Islam sunnatan sayya, whoever make in Islam bad way, he get the sin and the sin of those who follow him without reducing their sin. So he said, this hadith differentiates between good sunnah. All this has been mentioned is good sunnah, is good way. This Fridays, this microphone, lectures, musabaqa, or Quran, all these things right in the Quran is good. That is the good side. What's not allowed is the bad thing, like music and mixing and all those things. He said, you don't differentiate between these two things. And The answer to that is, it is Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام who said, كل بدعة ضلالة. Every innovation means in the religious matter is misguidance. Everything new to the religion, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't know it, is a religion. It's not worldly things, is misguidance. This has to be accepted and established. Anything you bring in after that of ayah or hadith or statement of incident, make sure it doesn't contradict to the principle. Make it align with it. If you cannot, leave those things. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, another hadith, he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِلَّا كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةِ الْبِدْعَةِ. Be aware of, avoid, be cautious, the newly invented matters, for every newly invented matter is muhdath, and every muhdath is dalala, misguidance. This is hadith Irbad bin Asari, that is hadith Jabir in Sahih Muslim, that's in the Sunan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربك ولا تتبعوا من دون أولياء. Follow what has been revealed to you from your Lord. Don't follow anything else. Means Quran and Sunnah. Don't follow anything else. Very clear message. In Sahihain, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فورد. Anyone who invent, anyone who come up with a new thing in, with this, that which is not from it. He brings something new, it's not from it, means from Islam, he will have it rejected. So all this is clear. Allah says in Quran, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum. Today I complete for you your religion. Clear ayat, hadith, that the religion is complete, it should be all and all. No addition. شرع لكم من أم لهم شركاء شرعوا له من الدين ما لم يأذن به الله. Do they have someone, rival, with Allah Azza wa Jal, someone who shares something with Allah, who legislated from the religion that which Allah didn't permit them, something Allah didn't permit them, they have someone else who made it for them in the religion. This is istifham inkar. No, nobody. Religion comes from Allah only. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself was commanded to follow only the revelation. اتبع ما أنزل إليك من ربك. قل إنما أتبع ما يوحى إلي من ربي. I'm only following what has been revealed to me from my Lord. قل إن ضللت فإنما أضل على نفسي وإن اهتديت فبما يوحى إلي ربي. All this, even Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is a follower. ثم جعلناك على شريعة من الأمر فاتبعها ولا تتبع أهواء الذين لا يعلمون. فاتبعها, follow. ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا. So if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded to follow what Allah revealed to him, if the religion is complete, if Allah said follow what has been revealed to you, don't follow anything else. If Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every newly invented matter in religious innovation, it will not be accepted, will have it rejected. Anything after that you bring in it, if it is ayat, hadith, make sure you understand in a proper way. In a way it doesn't contradict to that clear, established principle. If it is other than ayat and hadith, then also make it in a way it doesn't contradict to that. As for these things that brother mentioned, it's three things. One sin is a proof, they have proof, ayah in Quran or hadith, but they misusing it. They misinterpreting it. Another thing is worldly matters. It has nothing to do with the religion. They bring in more worldly matters like microphone, like hatif, that's what he said, the phone, you use the phone, he said to me, I forget this. He bring in worldly things and he want to object the hadith, the text which forbade to come up with new things in the religious matters. The third thing is, which is the most confusing part with many people, is that they don't differentiate between al-bid'ah, the innovations in the religion, and what's called al-maslahatul mursala. Al-maslahatul mursala. This is what the biggest problem comes from. Someone doesn't differentiate between maslahatul mursala and the innovation, He mixes it. So this is where they come. So what they have basically is shubahat. Doubts. As for the adilla they use for the good innovation, like the hadith he mentioned, the brother, man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasana, whoever make in Islam good sunnah, means that's okay. This hadith doesn't talk about good innovation. This hadith talks about the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is revived. People are reminded. People in some area, Muslim area, women don't take proper hijab. Even the sheikh's wife doesn't take proper hijab. Nothing. The woman, I used to see young, if the woman doesn't get married, until she gets married, she doesn't cover her hair. Can you believe that? I remember my older sister, 25 at the time, nothing was on her head, braiding hair. Can you believe that? Sheikh is, Mashaykh Sufi everywhere. When does she cover? When she get married. Khalas, you don't see her hair after that. If someone goes to that area and spread the sunnah, the Quran, the hijab, and people they change, which happened, alhamdulillah. Totally that happened. They changed it. Even the Sufi not accepting his wife not having hijab in those areas. Jazahullahu khair. May Allah reward whoever revived this deen. This is what the hadith talk about. People some in the same area, they were not used to pray any sunnah prayer. Just the mandatory. Allahu a'lam how they pray too. Four rak'ah dhuhr, very fast, everybody goes away. People of sunnah go there, they teach them the sunnah. Now after dhuhr, they pray. After asr, before fajr, after isha, alhamdulillah. This is reviving, this newly invented things, which is from the deen, not from outside the deen. This is what the hadith talk about. Whoever makes Islam good sunnah is what was in Islam. But he reminded people, he taught people, he revived it. And the proof is the hadith itself. The hadith itself is that proof. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ulama, they say, sabab al-wurud helps to understand the text. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say hadith, to know why he said the hadith, it helps you understand the hadith. When Allah sent down ayah from Quran, to know why Allah, sabab al-nuzul, why Allah sent down the verse, there was incident to happen. It was answer to an incident. To know that incident, help you understand the ayah as it is. So in this hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encouraged Muslims to feel poor Muslims who come. They didn't have anything. He encouraged them, give them sadaqah. Sahaba give, but wasn't enough to the people. He wasn't happy, alayhi salatu wasalam. Until one Sahabi, he brought a big charity. There he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was very happy. His face became as a goal. There he is when he said that Sahabi, the Sahaba, they follow up. This one brought big sadaqah, they follow up. Like, who given masjid, sadaqah, masjid need project, a lot of money. One brother say $50,000. Other brothers follow $20,000, $25,000, $30,000. So he get the reward. Anybody who took example from him and did anything, he get the same reward. And they get their reward complete. So the hadith doesn't mention innovation. It is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who called the Sahaba to give sadaqah, encourage them. One wasn't enough, get mad. And when was the Sahabi brought this, he was very happy. Where's the innovation? The Sahabi acted according to the command of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This sunnah, qawliya, statement, give sadaqah. They give it. Then he was very happy. This is sunnah, taqririya. He affirmed that, allow that. Very happy with it. How somebody say this hadith is a proof to do something from the religion which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never heard about it. It's misinterpretation. Likewise, they use the Salat Taraweeh. They say it's Umar who started and even said good innovation. What a good innovation is. Yes, Umar said that. But what Umar mean, radiallahu anhu? Yes, It is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who led Salat Taraweeh in his masjid, 3 nights, 23rd, 25th, 27th. Then he stopped. Sahaba wait, they want a desire, they have desire for it. They want. He mentioned why is he feared Allah may made it mandatory on them. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana ra'uf bil mu'mineen, was kind to the believers. Okay. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray by himself, sahaba by themselves, everyone by himself, until Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, Abu Bakr passed away. Sometime from time Umar said, if I would have make for them one imam, instead of in the masjid, different imams, different groups, it would be good. He did it, he see sahaba, Muslims praying behind the sahabi, Ubay ibn Ka'b. He was very happy. He said, what a good innovation is. Umar said, here is linguistically innovation. It's not religiously, because it's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who did it, who wanted to do it, but he left for a region. That region is not there anymore. So they use these things in the religion, from the action, implementation, from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a text showing that, and they want to use for something they come up with from themselves. So now this is the first part, is misinterpreting the texts. Second thing is, they mention worldly things, which has nothing to do with the religion. And they say this is innovation, like microphone. They say the carpet, as the brother said, hatif, phones. This is worldly things. Who is questioning about that? This worldly thing is what you use for it. You use for Quranic recitation, for a lecture, is a good means. Use for music and backbiting and oppression is bad means. وَالْأَصُلْ فِي الْأَشْيَاءِ الْإِبَاحَ The origin of the worldly things is allowance. Everything on the earth, the origin is allowance. Somebody tell you why you take this clothes. He need to bring proof saying no, because Allah made all the clothes lawful. That's the rule. Why are you eating this meat? Na'am, why are you building the message this way? Why? The origin is وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمْعًا Everything on earth being created for you. سَخَرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا Everything in the heaven and the earth, use the way you want. Unless there is specific proof showing it's not allowed this kind of meat, it's not allowed this kind of clothes, it's not allowed this kind of this. That specific proof have to be brought. Otherwise, the rule is, go buy it. Because it's dunya. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as Sahih Muslim, أَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُوا بِأُمُورِ دُنْيَاكُمْ When it comes to worldly matters, you know better how to manage the traffic sign, the medicine, and how to, those things you know better. Cultivation of the agricultural and all these things. You the one who knows, this is dunya. Messenger were not sent for that. Their mission is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people, they know their dunya. Natural, they know. You don't tell somebody to eat food, to use bathroom, to go to sleep. This is natural. The worldly thing is the same with medicine. They look for it. They get pain, they look for it. But what the messenger was saying was the religion. So one thing they use is worldly things which has nothing to do with the religion. Why are you using car? Prophet didn't use car. Why you do this? And though all this text talks about a religious affairs, not worldly affairs. The third thing, as I said, this is the most confusing part, is they mix innovations with al-maslahatul mursala. طيب, what is maslahatul mursala? It's a big topic, but to summarize, something there was no need to do it at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No need to do it. And later, the need to do it come. Okay? And it is a way of implementing the religion of Allah. This is maslaha al-mursala. At the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no need to do it. No need. Later, a need come. And it's a means of implementation, preserving, applying what Allah sent with His Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nothing new. This is مصلحة المرسلة. طيب Quran, combining the Quran and making one Mus'haf. When it came, when hundreds of Quran reciters were killed at the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, in the hand of the army of Musaylimah al-Kadhab, the one who claimed to be a prophet. Sahaba fighting, hundreds were killed. There Umar came to Abu Bakr. He said, Ya Umar, Abu Bakr, the Quran reciter, they die. I fear Quran may lose. Quran may adrik hadhi al-Ummah. Do something. Reach this Ummah. Meaning, write the Quran in one Mus'haf. So if the people who memorize die, the document is there. The Quran is there. The Mus'haf is there. At the beginning, Umar, how am I going to do something? Prophet didn't do it. Because he had this principle. This is Sahih al-Bukhari. Abu Bakr, he rejected. How am I going to do something Prophet Muhammad do it? Until Abu Bakr, Umar, continue convincing Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr understood it. This is what's called Maslaha al-Mursala. We explain later, inshallah. Then they talk to, they call Zayd bin Thabit from the Quran reciters to write it down. Zayd, he had the same position. How am I going to do something Prophet ﷺ didn't do it? He said, Wallahi, to command him, to order me to lift up a mountain was easier to me than doing something Prophet ﷺ didn't do it. Until they convinced him, radiallahu anhu, that this is good. This is from the Maslaha al-Mursala. Then the Mus'ha has been written down. Okay. Later on, the dots was being written. Ba with a dot under, ta with two dots, tab, fatha, kasra, dhamma. I wasn't at the time of Prophet Muhammad SAW. Later on. Okay. These things, at the time of the Prophet Muhammad SAW, there was no need to do it. Quran was preserved by the presence of the Prophet SAW, right or wrong. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he passed away. There is no another revelation. The Quran reciters are dying. Now to come up with a way, a means, which is permissible to write things, to collect information. What's wrong with that? It's a permissible means. To use for that what? To make sure Quran is recited the way Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited. This is Maslaha al-Mursala. This is not innovation. The religion command to preserve the deen. This is a means to preserve the deen. That need wasn't at the time of Prophet ﷺ existed. Is that very clear? And anything else. Taib. On the other hand, or also the need was there at the time of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, but there's something stopped him to do it. And that thing which stopped the Messenger ﷺ to do it is not anymore there after his death. So the need was there, but something stopped him to do it. Doing it after him is not innovation. It's Maslaha al-Mursala, because the need is there. And what prevented him to do is not there anymore. Like we mentioned, Salat Taraweeh in the masjid. The need was there. Muslims to gather to have one imam in Ramadan in the masjid. That's why Prophet Muhammad, he did it, but something stopped him. That Allah may made it a mandatory. That's not anymore there with the death of the Prophet. No new revelation. Now, doing it is not innovation. Doing it is not innovation. It's renewing the sunnah of the Messenger. It's doing what he wished to do it. Prophet Muhammad, the Kaaba, the day he conquered Mecca, he said to his wife Aisha, if your people are not new to Islam, I would have rebuilt the Kaaba. Destroyed the Kaaba and rebuild it on the prince, on the pillars of Prophet Ibrahim. But he left it because people were new to Islam. They may take that disrespect in the house of Allah after Prophet Muhammad came strong, and now it may put doubt in their aqidah. So he left it, alayhi salam. Doing after that, if that issue is not there, people become Muslim. Okay? Is what Prophet ﷺ intended to do it. But the reason he wanted to do that, what prevented from doing is not anymore. Doing that after that is not innovation. Therefore, one Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, he rebuilt the Kaaba. He made it on the pillar of Prophet Ibrahim. But because there was fitna, one of the Muslim leaders who had fight with him, who didn't know the hadith, when he captured Makkah, and even he killed the Sahabi, he destroyed, he returned it back to the way it was. So if there wouldn't be this fitna, there wouldn't be this ignorance from this Muslim tyrant leader at the time, it would have been left the Kaaba the way the Prophet ﷺ wished to be done. It wouldn't be innovation. At the time, Imam Malik, another leader, come to Imam Malik. He said, "Oh, Imam Malik, I want to build the Kaaba the way the Prophet ﷺ wished." Imam Malik, meaning Imam Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he said, "Don't do that. I don't want the house of Allah to be in the hands of the kings. One coming building, one destroying, one coming building, leave it." So, subhanAllah, the reason the Prophet ﷺ fear was still there, which is it may be fitna. So again, doing what Prophet ﷺ wished to do it, but there was something stopping him. It's not innovation. It's not innovation. And likewise, now come to the opposite. People now, after 5 mandatory prayer, I talk too much generally, but today is a lot, because a lot of confusion is there. Today, after 5 mandatory prayer, some messages, not that from you, right there, Imam finished the salah, Allahumma Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan, all jama'a, ameen, ameen, ameen. One of the brothers here, he went to another masjid. He wants somebody to tell him, you know, he memorized Quran, lead us salah, because Imam didn't come. Someone yelled from behind, "No, no, don't let him lead us, don't let him lead us, don't let him." Everybody look at, subhanAllah, a Muslim who Quran memorized to lead the salah, somebody, only man, objecting that. And the brother step back. Somebody don't want you, don't go. People don't want you to be imam, don't be imam for them. So after salah, they ask, he said, because after salah, he's not making dua for us. This imam, after salah, he is not making dua for us. Now these things, why they doing it? They doing, they say, after the salah, mandatory prayer, dua is accepted. There is authentic hadith for that, right? They say making dua is in the deen of Allah, is actually tawheed, true. They say Muslim making dua together collectively, Prophet ﷺ, he did that in many incidents, true. That's why we're making dua after the 5 mandatory prayer. Good, now. So you're doing that in order the dua be accepted, yes. For that need, yes, question. That need, Muslims to make dua, their dua be accepted, was it existing at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not? It was existing, right or wrong? Very good. Is there something stopped, prevented the Prophet to do that? Nothing. What it caused, raise your hand, Allahumma Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. He didn't do it. Now doing it is innovation. Is that clear? The need was there. Nothing prevented the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do it. Doing it after him is innovation. Another example, Eid prayer. Eid prayer doesn't have adhan. The brother, he make dhuhr for adhan. Eid prayer, no adhan. Okay. Someone come today, he say he making for the Eid. Eid al-Fitr, this coming. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Why are you doing it? He said the adhan was legislated to call people to prayer. Eid prayer is a prayer. Rather, is the biggest prayer. Okay? I'm calling people to. Will that be accepted? No, why not? Because the need to call people to salah by using adhan was existing at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right or wrong. And nothing stopped him to do that. He was doing the 5 prayers. The Jum'ah. Doing after him is what? Innovation. Likewise, let us gather the day Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam born, for the birthday of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, celebration, showing love of the messenger. Good. That love of the messenger, the need to love the messenger, to show his love sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was it existing in his time? Yes. Did he did it sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No. Is there anything preventing me to do, to call at least Abu Bakr, come on, today is the day I born. Bring, if there is one cake there, now there is cake. Bring something to eat or something to drink. or even no eating. Let me remind you my birthday. Did he salah sallam one time? Never. Something is starting from now. Doing it after him is innovation. It's not from maslaha al-mursal. It's innovation. So, and the example of this translation of the khutbah, lecture, and the like. At the time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all those sahaba around speak Arabic. Bilal didn't speak Arabic. From Habasha, Suhaib al-Rumi didn't speak Arabic. How somebody was translating for him, Salman al-Farisi, let alone Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was talking to the people, to the language they understand. Even the Sahaba, when they capture countries, yes, they didn't translate. Why Sahaba? They were the leaders. They were the government. They were, after Allah, the power who captured those countries. And people, they follow their leaders. If your leaders speak the language, majority of the people there speak that language, you speak that language. That's why we come from where? And we still struggling to speak English because that is the reality. You're being led. But if you are in an area, the ulama, they say it's not even good someone to speak another language if he is in a where the Arabic language is the fast language. Especially if he is from Arab. This is from blind following. This is from deficiency in his aqidah. So now there's that need people to understand who come for Friday lecture. It didn't exist at the time Prophet ﷺ. Plus, this means is a way to achieve mada, to implement the mission of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is bilisani qawmi, people to understand the deen. It's just an example. So again, no confusion between maslaha al-mursala and the innovation in the religion. No confusion between the worldly things and the religious affairs. No confusion between the texts which forbade any innovation and those other texts, ayat, which people they use for it, but the problem is they misinterpret. If there is one question, someone says it's very important, it still is confusing him, you can ask. If not, I already took more than your time. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ بَارِكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ